This week's Great Therapy is sponsored by Straight Talk Wireless. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out of the nonsense and tune in to Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Springtime supplements. Go to springtime.com/find to get free shipping on your first order and learn how you can save up to 55%. Podcast listeners will receive free shipping on their first order with code VINE when you visit springtime.com. And Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket, it just may be the most rewarding to do you do today. All right, all you Vinos listening, I know you rent or own your own home. I bet it can be hard work, but you know it's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Who's on with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow's going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Ew, it's Thursday. You know what that means? It is Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, and it's time to break down another always eventful episode of The Bachelor with Tia Booth. We got to see episode 3 of Matt James' season this week, and a lot of tears, a lot of cattiness, a lot of sweet moments too. And here to break it all down with me, as I said, is someone we all know and love from The Bachelor franchise, Tia Booth. We have a quick catch up to hear all about her bacterial vaginosis. And what she's been up to. We dive into the dramatic episode of The Bachelor. We talk about her being a boss ass bee, buying a new home, how we can all do it. We can all do it. We can all buy a house. We can all be independent. P.S. guys, DM me on Off the Vine Instagram to let me know who you'd like to see on the next Bachelor recap episodes, because I'm always curious who you want to hear from. And I always love your ideas and suggestions. But for now, please enjoy my podcast with Tia Booth.
Let's start talking about you, because boss bitch over there just bought herself a new home, a new car. Crushing it. What a feeling, hey?
It's insane. I look around at my apartment. I'm like, this is trash. Get me a place immediately. Even though it is so really awesome. Nice. But like, yeah, I had plans to make my vision board, and I just went ahead and knocked everything out that was on my vision board. I just did it before I even made the damn thing. So
that's actually incredible. You like vision board, it was basically just a checklist. Like, yeah. Ooh, I would love to have a house. You know what? Fuck it.
Let's do it. I don't spend money. I'm pretty frugal.
Yeah.
But if I get my mindset on something, I'll just freaking go for it. And yeah. I talked to a lender on a Wednesday, looked at houses on Thursday, and had one by Saturday.
Wow. I mean, the Nashville market right now is so crazy. Like, you have to get on it, and sometimes it goes in like hours.
Yes. Oh, so the first house I put an offer on, someone else offered $25,000 over asking and beat me out, obviously, because I was going to go $25,000 over asking. I never would have expected that.
That's
on a new going deal, full asking. It's insane. So the next one I saw that I loved, I was like, yeah, let's do it. I like cry every time I think about it, that it's actually attainable for a single woman to buy a home
here. Hell yeah, it is.
It is.
And you know what? I always say, like, I have only bought one house in my life, this one. And even just the process of going through it, you learn so much. You feel like such an adult. It's such a like pivotal moment in your life to buy a house. And it's like, I feel like I learned so much. And was that stressful though? Like going through, like talking each thing out and like negotiating and everything like that.
It's been so fast too. So it's just a 30-day closing. So I just trusted my lender and my realtor for the first steps. And then, so that was a Saturday. Monday morning, I got out of the gym and had like 5 emails with people, like information they needed. I'm like, excuse me, we need to do what? What are all these things I have to do? But you get it done. Oh, I just now am able to like eat full meals again. I was so anxious. for like a week. It was just stressing me the hell out. I had like chest pain. I'm like, what did I just do? But everything gets done. It's just a fast closing. So you have to do everything quickly. And my lender's like, you do what now? You work in social media and they, you make money. They pay you. I'm like, yes, yes. I promise there's money in my bank account. It is real.
I know. Sometimes I don't even like, sometimes I think about that. I'm like, wait, my old boy, really? Wait, how am I making money on the Instagram? I know. Right. But that's, you know what? That's the time we're living in, and you're a businesswoman and now you own your own house. And I'm so excited. I'm going to come over and bring Spade and Sparrows for the new house.
Please
and we'll,
I have so much space. I don't even know what to do with it. I'm just going to have to throw people in rooms.
I still don't have the third floor of my house done.
I didn't even know you had a third floor.
So me either. I actually forget all the time that I have a third floor. It's so useless up there because I'm like, what is that for? I don't even need it. But anyways, I'm proud of you. And I think that's so incredible and such a good feeling.
Thank you.
Especially, you know, we're kind of touching on it, but people don't expect that something people, you know, a single woman. And I don't know why people still have that mindset, but I think it's probably encouraging to all the women out there. Like, you don't need a partner. You don't need this.
You know,
you can do this all on your own and feel damn good about it.
And it is a little intimidating, but it is not unattainable. If nothing else, that's what I've learned. My mortgage for a 4-bedroom, 4-bath home is less than my rent in a 2-bedroom apartment.
Yes. Isn't that wild?
It's crazy. Which I had I'm putting a good amount down, but I worked my ass off to raise that or to save that for that down payment. And now my mortgage is cheaper than my rent.
That's so crazy. That was a big reason we moved into this house, because I was like, wait, this is so cheap to pay off a mortgage.
Right.
I mean, compared to what we were paying for like a trendy East Nashville house that we were renting. Like it is just wild. Yeah. But you're right. It's attainable and it's just so exciting. Oh my gosh. I can't wait to like, is it like a new house? Or are you going to like jazz it up? Or
no,
like,
it's a new build. It's a new build. So technically it was completed last year in 2020, and it was on the market for a little longer than other homes in Nashville. So I was like, oh gosh, there must be something wrong with it, because new builds are not on the market for very long here. But I found out the builder's daughter decided that she wanted it. So the builder made all these modifications for her. So they took it off the market. They made these changes. So then she changed her mind. Then they put it back on the market, jacked it up. So then people were like, I'm not paying that much for something that has these modifications I don't like. The modifications are exactly what I want.
Totally.
Like all these customizations that she wanted are like little things that I love. So it just made sense. Like there's more black, there's like black doors, a huge black accent wall, like little things that I love.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
See, it's all meant to be.
That shit.
It's all meant to be. That's incredible. And okay, right before I came on, somebody texted me from Toronto and they were like, hey, do you mind jumping on our radio show tomorrow to talk about Claire and Dale's breakup? And I was like, what?
It just I just saw a tweet from Reality Steve.
What's Reality Steve saying? That it's real?
Yeah, he posted Dale's Instagram post.
What was, Dale admitted it?
Dale posted about it like 30 minutes ago.
Shut up. Oh my God. So I'm surprised he hasn't wrote me back yet, because I wrote back to him and I was like, you know, like, I don't want to get involved in the rumors because it hasn't come from them yet. So I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just looking at it when you popped on. Yeah. It's kind of just like matter of fact, like a freaking publicist wrote it.
Oh, of course. I wanted to share with you all. I have decided to go our separate ways. We appreciate the love and support we've received from so many people, but this is the healthiest decision for both of us at this time. Did he turn the comments off? Yeah. We strongly believe in leading with love and always remaining true. Wow. Okay.
And she hasn't posted anything yet.
I hope she's okay. I hope they're both okay, but I hope she's okay. That's so, I mean, of course you want to say surprising. Of course you think probably not surprising at the same time, because they barely knew each other, but you really like root for people.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that was such a whirlwind, and she put her life old and her mom is sick. And she was like, no, this is my guy, and left, and might have, like, you know, found someone else through that process. You never know, but gosh, that sucks.
No, it sucks so bad. And of course, people are so mean. They're like, oh, you don't say. I'm like, well, come on. You want to support them.
I know. It kind of breaks my heart. Even when I read things like about the Kardashians, I was talking about this with Girl With No Job. Like, we felt sad for Kim. And like people being like, oh, wow, shocker. Didn't see that coming. Because you're like,
Kim, you really thought it was the marriage to last.
I was like, oh, my God, they're so in love with each other. And that's what freaking Instagram does to us.
I know. So there's still people. There's still people.
At the end of the there day. Is. Are you dating in Nashville, or how are we doing this in a pandemic here? And why don't I know about this? I'm sure we've talked about it like over some wine.
It's not good. It's not good.
No. Like the scene or the guys or what's not good?
It's just, how else do you meet people? That's been the thing. But also, I go to the gym and I go home. It's not like there's just that many social environments. If I go anywhere else, it's to my best friend's house down the street. So it's like, if it's going to happen, how the hell is it going to happen?
But don't you feel like at this point, like with everything you are doing and accomplishing, are you kind of like, what is your mindset on relationships? Because I was talking to my girlfriend back in Canada, and she was like, I think I'm actually okay with being alone, because it's always just like some pressure or so. It's like almost what people expect if you're single while you're trying to find somebody, without being like, I love that you're content on your own. Like, I'm kind of actually mad at myself. I just asked you about dating, because I'm like, but you're fine on your own. But I want to know your mindset on it.
I am fine on my own. And that's what I'm thinking too. I'm like, I do have my shit together, like on paper. Yeah. Like you said, I just got a new car, bought a new house. Like, I have all these things, and I'm just thinking like, if I have all these things together, maybe it'll just fall in my lap. But I am good with being single. And that kind of makes me nervous too. I'm like, am I so content being single that I'm not going to let anyone in? Like, when that time comes, because I'm so good with being independent, and I don't want anybody messing with
that. That's when the right person will come, because
that's true. I'm not actively looking.
No. And you don't need someone looking, and you're just doing your own thing. And that's also when you attract, a confident man too. I find somebody who's secure with themselves, because sometimes men feel emasculated by someone who's like really got their own thing going on. Yeah, it happens.
It's been the last few. And it was like a point of conflict with the last one. I even talked to Worth about it.
Did you?
He's like, you dating a new guy? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I didn't expect you to say yes, but tell me more. And I'm like, just from a guy's perspective, this is what I've dealt with. Just insecurities, like admitted insecurities about being with me. And like, we did this event thing together, and he was like, I can't help but feel insecure. And I'm like, I need someone that is good on their own, because I'm good on my own, and then we can be good together.
Huge like block, I think, for guys. I don't know why I don't know if they grew up that way, if it was parenting. I don't know if they're wired that way naturally. I don't know if it's like a masculine instinct. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's such a common thing. And
it's kind of old school for like the man to be the provider and the woman kind of just be seen and not heard. Or I don't know.
No, you're right. And it's that, but there are others out there. Like, I think that's one thing I just madly respect about Jason, is he's so secure in himself that he is able to be a hype guy for me and my success.
Right.
Yeah.
Your success doesn't ever take away from him. He only lifts you up, which is huge.
Yeah. And like, when we talk about success, we like talk about our success together and individually, and what we want to do together and individually, because we're all out to have our own goals. And same thing with like, even people listening, if you are a wife and you are a stay-at-home mom, like, that's still your thing. You can still have your time. You can still have your things that you love to do. You can still have your own passions. You can still go, like, you know, have something that really means something to you that separates from your husband. I think it's important for people to know that you can have whatever you want. Like, if who was I talking to? I think it was somebody that was actually a Vino. She has a passion for writing, And I'm like, but who cares if it's not even going to like be a New York's best time seller, if you can just actually take time to do your own thing that fills your heart and write. Like, nobody's right. saying you need to do it to be, you know, to make millions.
Exactly. You don't ever want to lose that sense of yourself just because you're in a relationship. I saw a random tweet that Chrissy Teigen put out the other day and was just saying like, you know, I have my kids and I have John and blah, blah, blah. Everybody else has something that they're doing for themselves, but I don't have anything I'm doing for myself. I'm like, Chrissy Teigen, kajillionaire,
right?
Supermodel, boss, mom, all yeah. this, even feels like she doesn't even have anything like special going on for her. Like everybody can feels that way.
Yes.
You don't ever want to lose that. Like you always want to have.
That's a good point. It's freaking Chrissy Teigen and she is, you know, like she's got a cookbook. She's not doing yeah. something that fills her. Yeah. You know,
that's what she was talking about, buying a horse, you know, like trying out horseback riding, because it would be something that she would be doing for herself yeah. and not for anyone else. And people were dogging her for it. I'm like, leave her alone, man.
Because people dogging on her. but it's such a, you know, that's everyone dogs on Christina Aguilera. That's what I was about to say. What? Chrissy Teigen. Wow, my brain is mush today. I've had a day. I'm drinking tea and not wine. Like, what is that about?
All right, quick break. Time for some straight talk. Let's face it, tax returns could look a little different this year, but you're still going to get a lot of noise in your ear about how you should spend it. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. Rock out. With only the best deals. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune in to Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. All right, dog owners, listen up here. You know I always focus on how I take care of my health and my well-being, but what about the pups? Got to take care of them too. That's why I have been loving Springtime Supplements. I know you've heard me talk about them before, but they've been around for over 40 years, providing your dog with healthy nutrition, natural ingredients to help them live a happier and healthier life, which we can all get on board with that mission. They are made for dogs of all ages with ingredients that are tested to ensure purity, quality, and safety. I've mentioned that Ramen in particular has always struggled with some joint issues. So there's joint health supplements, and they're truly coming in handy for me and my little Rami Poo. They also have skin and coat supplements, calming supplements for my crazy Pino, and a line of natural treats that my dogs pretty much knock me over to get. Every time. Their cookies and bully sticks apparently taste great from what I could tell from my pups, but I wouldn't taste them. See what hundreds of thousands of grateful dog owners have to say about Springtime natural dog supplements and treats, and help your dog live a happier, healthier life. Go to springtime.com/vine to get free shipping on your first order and learn how you can save up to 55% during their annual holiday sale. Podcast listeners, you'll receive free shipping on their first order with code VINE when you visit springtime.com.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Okay, Bachelor, first of all, how do you feel about Matt overall as a lead?
I love Matt.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. He's such like a dear.
I do feel like the first few episodes, he was more nervous
yeah.
than other leads, probably because I just remembered he didn't really have the whole TV experience.
Right. Yeah.
On a bachelorette season. So yeah. He's kind of new. Well, when you have to like introduce the date to a group of people, I get it. It's a little nerve wracking. I learned it's nerve wracking and not wrecking. So I've been saying that wrong my whole life.
Oh, that's so cute. Cause that was probably your accent.
Yeah. Nerve wracking. but I think he's doing great. I do think he's really nice.
Too nice.
Maybe too nice sometimes.
I know, but I mean, I think that's the thing that's hard is he's never done this before and now he's going into it. And he of course wants people to think he's a gentleman because he is one. So he doesn't want to like hurt women's feelings and he doesn't want to like, I don't know. I just feel like he's being, when he said to Sarah that he was like, I'll come and I'll let you know every day. And I'm like,
every day.
Crap.
You're going to be exhausted. Like,
yes. So and that's quite unfair to the other women, but wow.
Yes. So that in particular from last night was, can I say last night? Is that a timestamp or should I say?
No, whatever.
Okay. So yeah. I don't care. That in particular with Sarah, I did notice that every time he knew she was upset, he went to her. And even when he and Sarah walked outside and left Katie just sitting there, when Katie, you know, those other girls were like, Katie, you get your ass back in there and you get our man and you take him. And she goes in there and he's like, deuces, we're going outside. I'm like,
yeah. And then he's like, I got to take her somewhere where I can kiss her. And that's not in front of you, Katie.
Yes. Yes. So, but maybe it's because he was super into Sarah, because he did tell the other girls, he was like, I would do that for any of you. And I'm like,
I know.
I don't know.
That's, I don't know. Well, okay. I found it really tough because Sarah was, now I don't know if this was like a producer move or if this is how it was, but I found that Sarah was coming across as she could be manipulating, like she might turn into a villain. She could be manipulating him to be like, oh, you know, come find me and pay attention to me. Mm-hmm. But I really think she was just truly struggling with her own insecurities, with her own past demons from relationships. She's got a dad at home that she doesn't know how much time she has with him. Like, I would be struggling so hard in that situation if I was her, that I genuinely think she's just a little sweetheart who is confused.
And you know, she didn't just do all that by herself. Production doesn't just let people hang out and nap. I promise, because I tried.
I tried all the time. Yeah. No napping.
They never just let you nap, especially when they're filming. So I feel like there was kind of a production role in that, and not to dog them, but right, it's not just her. She's not just telling production, I want to go see Matt. And they're like, right, okay, go ahead. Like that.
It was a bit of a storyline for that yes, episode. But I at first I was like, oh no, Sarah, no, like you're on The Bachelor, and like, don't do it. You're a fan favorite and he loves you already. And then at the end I was like, go home and be with your dad, like sobbing.
Oh, the whole time I was watching it with my best friend who just lost her dad. She just had his funeral on Saturday. And I was just like, go home. You made the right decision. Go home. Do it. I just wish it would have shown her telling Matt that was the main reason, because it made it seem like it was because of the girls.
Yeah, I agree.
Because of her insecurities. But I have noted, well, from my season, I think Becca Kufrin had the first one-on-one.
Yeah.
And she struggled after that, too, because she got so much special time first, and then she had to watch everyone else. So she struggled with that, too. And I get that. Like, I went on so many group dates at first, so then my one-on-one was so special, and then I kind of started reeling.
Right.
But the person with the first one-on-one kind of starts their meltdown process first, because they are on a high and then they get knocked down.
That's so true. And the first one is usually someone he has like a real, or he or she has initial like really strong reaction to. So the first one-on-one is always very intense, and like, you're like rooting for them from the get-go, because it's the first one you see and you're like, oh, they're so good together. And I feel like, it's just a tough spiral from there. I totally get that.
Well, and then that person doesn't want to act like they have a better connection than anyone else. And it's just a natural reaction from a group of girls, especially, to be like, we don't like you because you think you're so special.
Oh, I hated the bully. I mean, we love Katie. Everybody loves Katie, but I felt so sad. Like, even if I was like, ooh, Sarah, what are you doing? All the girls, like, you know, kind of going against her when she was genuinely apologizing. Mm-hmm. I was like, mean girls.
I know. Some of the comments were just like, if you stay here, it's going to be terrible. I'm like, oh God, don't say that.
I know.
Awful. That puts her or anyone in a really bad spot, because you have to live there.
I know. I felt really bad for her, but I'm so glad she went home to be with her dad, because I don't think, you know, if relationships are meant to be, they're meant to be. And like, what if he picks no one and then they meet back up later and it's actually like, you know, like that would be wild. I love crazy love stories.
If she might come back, like get home talk to her dad, I don't know, and then go back. You never know. They're bringing in new girls next week, so you never know.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, my gosh. Not good either. Why? Well, obviously, you know why, to stir up drama, but
there's already a ton of great ones, too. I normally don't like – well, I shouldn't say normally don't like, but there's not normally that many that stand out so much. in the first few weeks. And I'm like, they're going to add more. And you know, it's going to make them automatically jealous and competitive, which just throws everything off too. Oh my.
I know. And you can tell they found these girls, like, they're like, how spicy can we find them?
The hottest girl.
The hottest, spiciest girls to come in and be like, I'm stirring shit up. Like,
I know.
So intense. That's, yeah.
People have been asking me if they like pay, if they pay actors to come in and stir stuff up. I'm like, no, it's a bunch of girls living together. They don't need to pay anyone.
Literally. That's what somebody just said to me. They're like, I'm pretty sure she's a hired. And I was like, no, because that would come out eventually. Somebody would figure something out, like, and that would look, make the show look so stupid. This unfortunately is a real person. And that's, that's Queen Victoria, obviously, which I found myself like clapping for her a couple times in the last episode. I was like, wait, is she queen?
I know. Like, what a turn of events, man.
It really was. What do you think about Victoria?
I think she talks too much.
Yeah.
I think there was a little moment where I was like, okay, maybe she is genuinely concerned about Sarah. But then Katie said that Sarah went home and she went, and I was like, don't do that. I take back anything I ever thought for you. Yes. I don't know. Yes. It's hard for me to tell if some of it is put on or if she's being authentic. I don't know what to believe, but it's a lot.
It's a lot. You know, I was going to come back and be like, Victoria. And I'm like, I'm kind of sick of talking about Victoria because she's the only person to talk about. And it's very hard for me to say kind things. And I am like sick of like you said, honor, but I want to see what's going to happen. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with her. Is she going to make a little turnaround? Is she going to like keep being crazy? How long is she with us? I don't know.
Well, the day, the raunchy day where they had to read the stuff, everyone was kind of laughing at hers, which I feel like maybe lightened the tension between all of them a little bit. Yeah. And I was like, okay, they may be laughing at her, but at least they're laughing and enjoying themselves. I don't know. It's just very.
I was so uncomfy through that whole date. Like, and especially the fact that like Father Chris Harrison is just sitting there in the back listening to this.
His book.
Wait, I didn't read the perfect love letter. I think I have it, but I was like, this is what this is? I was like, dirty dog.
I couldn't stop eating my chips. Like, I got one in my throat at one point, and I think I, like, injured my throat because I couldn't stop nervous eating. It was stressing me out.
Yeah, me too.
I don't want to hear that erotica ever again on The Bachelor. Well,
then I picture Chris Harrison reading it or like writing it or whatever he did with it, but I'm like, but what, like, he's never shown that side before, so it's very
he even covered his face at one point and did like this. I'm like, oh god.
Yeah.
And we couldn't even hear what it was all blinked out.
He actually giggled a couple times like it was so funny, but oh my gosh. And I fell in love with Serena P this episode.
So cute.
She's the cutest little Canadian nugget. So I really.
Oh, she's Canadian?
Yeah, she's Canadian.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. She's so cute. Like, I feel like she's innocent and I want her to be protected.
I agree. She seems very innocent. And I don't think, she's very young too, isn't she? Isn't she like 22? Mm-hmm. She doesn't seem super young, but you're right. I want to like protect her and not have her be corrupted by like paradise and all of those things.
Yeah, don't do it to her.
I feel like they're very cute together, and you can tell he really likes her.
Yes, they're so cute. I was surprised by that. I didn't know who I expected it to be, but they said her. I was like, okay, so cute.
Yeah, me too. Well, because that's the thing. When you first watch episode one, you're like, I don't even remember who this person is. No, next, boring, like this person. Mm-hmm. Who is that? And then by this episode, it's when you start being like, oh my gosh, like real connections are developing. And
no,
it's usually just like, you know, the Victorias and then the sweet, innocent ones. And it's just, you know, same shit every week.
And by the end of every episode, I'm like, why do I get hooked on this damn show? I know.
And it's the teasers really get you at the end too, with, you know, like showing the new girls coming in and what's like going to go down next week. I'm always like, That's what at the end of it, I was like, but it's the same thing. Some girl is getting too much time. Some girl doesn't want to share her time. We all need one-on-one time. I could have maybe got this if you didn't get this. It's the same thing. Right. And then I, at the end, I see the teaser for the next week and I'm like, and I will be here on my couch the same time next week.
See you at 7.
Yeah. See you at 7.
AMU 8
Eastern time. Oh, I know. It's so good. I'm trying to think of what else really happened. I mean, we kind of talked about the Sarah thing. Katie is just a real, real gem of the
bunch. I love her.
Yeah. She's just.
I just posted today that, you know, just complete 180 from, you know, very first night she brought her vibrator, which phenomenal.
Yeah.
But it's like we got to see a different side of her. Yeah. And people were like, hell yeah, I like Katie. She's compassionate. She's mature.
Yeah.
Katie.
Yeah, well, that's the whole funny thing is she got pigeonholed as the dildo girl, and then you think,
yes,
can she be mature? But yes, she can.
Yes,
and
she can.
My tweet is going to age well. I tweeted night one. I said, I think dildo girl's going to go far and possibly be the next bachelorette.
You tweeted that?
I did on night one.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Good call, because I did not expect it.
No.
I did not expect it.
You know what? The raunchy ones sometimes go far. I know from experience.
I know. Literally, I had a little wiener joke on
night. Exactly. You had a little wiener joke. She had a dildo joke. I had a fucking joke. We're all doing okay.
Yep.
Katie's going to buy a house soon after the Bachelor season. But yeah, the teasers always get me. New women arriving in the house. What would you have done if you were on that season and the new girls came in?
Probably would have lost it.
Yeah.
Would
you expect Matt to be like, actually, I don't want you guys here? Or would you be like, well, I mean, this is him trying to find a wife. So maybe one of these girls is it.
I don't know. It's so hard to say. I probably would have been upset, like annoyed that they were coming in, but I'm competitive. So I would have really had to think, okay, am I about to be more competitive and only want him because I'm being competitive, or do I truly want him? That would be the struggle in my mind. It's like, okay, there's more competition and now I'm going to work even harder, but like, do I even really like this person? I don't know.
I know, it's such a mind fuck. Okay. Well, last question about that. And then I'm going to play a little game with you, but final four prediction, who do you think it is?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Abigail. And yeah, she didn't get enough screen time.
I agree.
Bree.
Yeah.
Rachel. Katie.
Yeah. That's a good call right there. I'm kind of with you on that.
I love them.
I kind of want to plot twist with like Victoria's up there or something.
I love MJ too. I haven't really seen a whole lot of her. I think just from night one, I thought she was cool. There's so many good ones.
MJ does seem like a good one. And she has his initials. That's kind of
cute. Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's kind of cute.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. As cheesy as it sounds, if there is one thing that got us through the past year, it's love. Okay, and food. But despite everything in 2020, we found new ways to connect in our daily lives with the ones that we love most. And that's why MeUndies is going all out for Valentine's Day. They just released their V-Day collection, so you and your partner can just match it up through it all. And if you're single, not a problem. You know what else is important? Self-love. Okay? Self-love. Show yourself some love in the comfiest undies and loungewear that makes you feel amazing, because you know what? You deserve it. And let me ask you a quick cue. How fun would it be to have a shared secret of wearing matching undies with someone you love? Well, no longer a secret, but guess what? Jason and I, and me and some of my friends, we all have matching undies that we love to wear, whether it's wearing them together or apart. It's actually so fun to be chilling around the house wearing the same undies. Don't knock it till you try it, okay? Really, though, Jason and I always love to be our comfiest selves, and MeUndies really helps us achieve maximum comfort, especially when we're matching. MeUndies are made with sustainable, breathable, softer than soft fabric and available in sizes from XS to 4XL. Plus, MeUndies has their problem-free philosophy, which I love. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. To get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/fine. That's MeUndies.com/fine. All right, guys, tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers trying to, you know, get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only the best deals. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199, plus get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 55% less. All right, here comes my question of the pod. Do you own or rent your own home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. You know it's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy, which is a good thing because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
You're listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Okay, here's my game. It's called, dun, 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 Is Matt All That? Okay, so I want you to pretend that Matt is your lead and let me know what you think about the following scenarios that have gone down the season or could go down later on in the relationship with Matt. Would you be into it or not so much? Okay. Ready? He opens up the season with a prayer.
Oh, so into it.
He takes his shirt off and chops wood.
So into it.
He literally, I think, had 10 abs.
Yeah, it's so many.
Wow.
His oblique. I mean,
his body's insane. He flips you over on a four-wheeler and covers you in mud.
Into it as long as I don't break my collarbone.
I know. I was kind of like, I'd be pissed if that was me. I'd be like, dude, like.
Yeah. Can you call my mom and tell them that like we need to go to the ER?
Yeah. Like that was a little aggressive. Okay. He tells you he's never been in love in the past.
That kind of makes me nervous.
That would make me so nervous. But he's also the kind of guy, I feel like, that like when he meets the one, that's his one, he's going to settle down, be in love, have babies with, and stay with.
I know that one's iffy. At least he's aware and knows that he hasn't been in love, because I have some relationships where I'm like, was I, wasn't I? I don't know.
Totally. Me too. Okay. He tells you, oh no, that was the last one I read. He reads you a sexy erotic story.
Not into it.
Me either.
So uncomfortable. I would laugh.
Yeah, I would laugh and like beg him to stop. Okay. Yeah. He gives you a passionate kiss, but his eyes are open.
Not into it. I can't.
Have you noticed that though?
Do that. Yes. People pointed it out to me and then I noticed it last night. I mean, just looking right
up. I cannot handle it. And every time I found myself, I was by myself watching, and every time he went in for a kiss, I went, oh no, oh no, 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 no. Because I was like, yes. Every time. Oh my gosh. Okay. Are you into this? These are situations that could potentially happen.
Okay.
Coming from me. I made them up. Are you ready?
Yes.
He asks you to do a choreographed TikTok with him.
Into it.
Oh, me too. Me too.
I'll do it.
Okay. He tells you he wants to live in New York City and asks you to move there.
Not into it, because I just bought my house.
I know. He asks if the two of you can get a pet turtle together.
Absolutely. Low maintenance. Into it.
Turtles stink really bad, just so you know.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he can keep it at his place.
Okay. He only wants to go on double dates with Tyler Cameron.
Not into it. He's cool, but not always.
But not every time. He FaceTimes with his mom every night.
Into it.
I think that would be sweet. He wants you to join him in training for a marathon.
Absolutely not, sweetie. You can go ahead and do that all on your own. I'll be here at True Map. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. I love Worth. I love True Map. They just had their 2-year little birthday.
I know. It was awesome. Yesterday, he did like a thank you at the end. Like, he just said, I'm so lucky to be able to come to work and do what I love every day. And I'm like, oh, we love you too. I've been going there for like 2 months.
I'm 3 months. Like, Kat has turned into one of my best friends. Oh, Worth is just like, just two of the nicest people and so sweet and deserve all the good things in the world. I just love them.
Even better that they're together. Like, at least 4 times now, I've gone to the gym and then straight to Indy to get my Botox and filler and stuff. I'm like, going to see your girl. She's going to fix it. Then the next day I'm like, Worth, do you notice anything on my face?
He's probably like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah,
that's because Kat is good at what she does.
Exactly.
Kat and Elizabeth over at Indie Skincare in Nashville. If anybody ever wants the best Botox or filler or skincare or just like two of the sweetest people, I am obsessed with them. And that's why I love them so much is they are so conservative with what they do. And like, they're just the sweetest girls.
Oh, ever. I just tell them, like, just tell me what I need to do. And I started doing retinol and vitamin C. And I just.
Oh, vitamin C is the biggest game changer in my skincare routine. Well, it was when I started using it like 3 years ago.
Well, do you use the kind at Indie?
Yeah, I use SkinCeuticals.
That smells like hot dogs.
It smells like wieners. Does it make you feel like you're at home? Like,
put it all over.
No, I do too. It's like the more wiener smell, I'm like, ooh, this is potent and doing stuff to my skin. It's
soaking in. Best thing I've ever had, honestly.
Honestly, Jason asked me the other day, he goes, does all this like skincare actually work? And I was like, yes, I have better skin now than I did in my 20s. Like, yeah, I really do. I
had hormonal acne for years and I finally don't have any.
Yeah. No, Kat's really good for that too, with coming up with a skincare routine. Well, actually, of course, Elizabeth is because she's the master. But because Kat used to have, I don't want to say bad skin because I didn't think it was bad, but she thought it was bad. And she like, her skin now is flawless.
Insane.
So insane. Okay. Before I let you go, I have to ask, do you have a confession for me?
I do.
Yes. Tell me everything.
I called my best friend. I was like, maybe I should just go with this one.
Go with the crazier one.
I mean, one's just kind of like irresponsible. The other one is a little like juicier. Okay. So did you see any of my stories when I was posting? I had that huge bruise like right below my ass, like this. So the reason I have that. So I really did fall down some wooden stairs because I was in Little Rock, Arkansas for one of my best friend's birthday. It was for her 30th. And I'm like nervous because I'm afraid she's going to listen. The reason I have that is because me and her younger brother were trying to make out in peace.
Stop. Her younger brother. This is amazing.
Upstairs. Yeah. He's like 25.
But hot. Hot?
I mean, the only issue is that he's just like her. It's like looking at him and kissing him would be just like kissing her. So we did at one point kiss. Like we had drank tequila anyway. We kissed so fast. And then she walked in there on us and we were like this, like kid, like we were children in trouble. I'm like, I'm grown. I shouldn't have to worry about that. Yeah. So then we ran upstairs to try to like get away from her because she was following me around and I busted my ass running down the stairs.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Nothing like a fun makeout with your friend's little brother, you know?
I know. It was just like a little quick. We never got the chance again because she put me in bed. She was like, don't get up again. You are not doing this with my brother on my birthday. I'm like, okay.
Was it so awkward in the morning?
Like, what?
Was it awkward in the morning?
No, she was so drunk. She didn't even wake up when I left. And he was gone when I left too.
Okay, good. That's
But he messaged me and was like, when the hell did you get that bruise? I'm like, when I was running down the freaking stairs.
When I was trying to make out with you.
Behind you. Yeah.
Did your parents ever do what mine did? And like, if you had a boy over, you had to keep your door open?
Yes.
Yeah. I used to have a trick with my first boyfriend. We were together for actually quite a while. I don't know why our parents were just like, not like they didn't give up. They were like, no, the door will always be open. And we were together for like 3 years. But we would always say, hey, you want to go behind the door? Because we would just go behind the door and keep the door open and we would fool around behind the door.
That's so smart.
I know, a little life hack for
you. I still try to get away with it. It never worked.
No, it's...
They probably heard and saw so much that we don't even know about. It just terrifies me to have kids.
I can't handle the thought of like my parents like actually maybe knowing anything like that.
Oh, I know. I saw some younger kids today. I say younger kids. They were probably in college. But this is how I know I'm old.
Yeah.
And one of the girls just had the cutest little body and like this cute little butt. And I'm like, those boys walking with her are probably just sexualizing her. And I just wanted to yell out the window, just treat her nice, okay? And it like made me scared to have
body.
Daughters. I know.
Yeah. Hey, but you never know.
Teenage kids. I don't know.
Maybe their parents are like, really respectful and maybe they just actually like her.
So.
I don't know.
I hope so. It's really terrifying.
I hope so too.
I know how I was.
Oh gosh. I think that's why I'm like, just as long as I don't have kids like I was, then I'll be okay.
Right.
I was great for a while. Then 18-year-old Caitlin, not so much.
Oh, see, I was, I say good. I don't know. I didn't drink. I didn't party or any of that, but I made up for lost time.
I swear, like, I had my first drink behind a bush, like, when I was 13 years old. Like, it's so embarrassing.
And that's, like, the norm. But, like, after college, I had a little spurt, too. And I'm like, dang, girl, we got to
My niece is 13. I can't handle the thought of her having a sip of alcohol.
I can't even imagine. I know.
You can't even imagine. Maybe at that point. No.
A child.
I can't handle it. Oh my gosh. I can't even handle my niece being 13. But anyways, that's a juicy one. Okay, what was your other one?
So I said I was not going to tell this.
I'm getting too out of you.
It's not that juicy. It's just like, come on, like freaking grow up. I changed my letter board in my kitchen to make good choices, you asshat. You just bought a house. Because me and my friend who... her dad's funeral was on Saturday. Yeah. She flew back to Nashville and she was like, I need a drink. I'm like, I got you.
Yeah.
We'll go do something. So we went for drinks and I had too many. And apparently at one point I get a DM on Instagram that I see like Sunday morning and it's, hey, thanks so much for taking a shot with my wife. We wish we could have met you. And I'm like, excuse me, what happened? And I was like, is it bad that I don't remember doing this, taking this shot? And he was like, yeah, well, we didn't actually get to meet, but from across the bar, like she recognized you because you were up dancing to Shania Twain. I'm like, oh, awesome. Okay. Gets better. I don't have my purse. I left my purse at the bar.
No.
Somehow in this span of time where I don't remember taking a shot with this stranger, also left my backpack on the chair at the bar. And I woke up and was like, the bank let me buy a house and I left my purse at the bar. What if someone racks up my credit cards and I can't close my house?
Oh my gosh. Did you get your bank back?
Yes. Oh, thank God. I knew one of the guys working and he messaged me immediately, like right after I left and was like, hey, your purse is in the office. Like, don't worry about it. But I was just like,
you know what? You can do both. Find a girl that can do both.
No shit. But like people piecing the story together for me, I told this guy and I was like, this must be the span of time where I left my purse at the bar. Oh. So tell your wife, thanks for the shot. I appreciate it. And he's like, yeah, she noticed you from across the bar because you were up dancing. I'm like,
I was Shania Twain. That's the best part.
Oh my God. And he was like, well, to your credit, it was Shania Twain. I'm like, was it, man? I feel like a woman because in that case,
I'd be up on the tables.
I probably was.
Yeah. No, I'd be up on the tables. That's my song. That's my party song. I put on my leopard boots and I just go, let's go, girls. It's
absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. Well, I'm glad you got your purse back. I'm sure I'm glad you made a little note board in your kitchen that reminds you to make good choices. And,
I hope my lender, my mortgage loan officer does not listen to your
podcast. Hey, it's okay. Die. You know what? He probably doesn't, and you're going to be okay.
Thank God. Okay. I did get my purse, so it's all good now.
But. Okay, well, go change your shirt, and I'm going to go shower. And let's do this again sometime. Well, we're in the same city, so let's maybe, you know, once.
See each other.
Yeah. Like, I would really like.
Airport.
What?
I haven't seen you since the airport.
It's the airport. I know. We'll have a glass of wine. Okay, I'm like so excited. I'm making pad thai. I'm going to go make it.
That sounds amazing.
I know. It's so good. And I'm like shaking. I'm so hungry. But love you. And thank you for doing this. And I'll just talk to you soon. Sure.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?